Hello, Mr. Brodmann. Thank you very much to talk to Radio Sefarad. It's a pleasure for us.
It's a pleasure for me too. Thank you.
Okay. The first question, la primera pregunta es, ¿por qué es relevante para usted que se celebre el Congreso Judío Mundial en Córdoba?
Why is it relevant for you that the World Jewish Congress celebrates its reunion this time in Córdoba?
Well, last year they had the meeting in Berlin of the OSCE. This year they're having it in Córdoba. This is like a repeat of last year, except we're here to monitor what took place in 1 year and to tell them that a few things happened, but it was not enough, and they must do a much better job of monitoring anti-Semitism in Europe.
El año pasado esta reunión se celebró en Berlín, pero el hecho de celebrarla otra vez la vez aquí es porque hay cosas que todavía no se han hecho.
¿Le parece importante que se celebre en España, en la patria de Maimónides?
Do you think it's important that that the event is in Spain and in Maimonides' town?
Well, I don't think it's really important. It's symbolic. That after all, Maimonides, the great Rambam, lived here before he went to Egypt. But I think the importance of the meeting is not where it is; it's that it is.
Lo más importante es el hecho de que la junta se haga. Y no tanto su localización geográfica.
¿Cree que el gobierno español está en la dirección correcta en la lucha contra el antisemitismo?
Do you think that the Spanish government is going in the right direction in its fight against antisemitism?
If you mean is it doing the right thing in having the meeting here? Yes. I think that of all the countries that should have such a meeting, Spain is probably on the top of the list. There's a long history of anti-Semitism in this country.
Si la pregunta es que si el lugar tiene que hacerse, digo que tiene que estar aquí, entonces es correcto, y que España tiene una historia muy larga de antisemitismo, entonces está bien que se haga aquí.
Sí, ¿cree que la actuación del gobierno, independientemente de la organización del Congreso, es positiva en la lucha contra el antisemitismo?
Do you think that besides the World Jewish Congress actions, the Spain government by itself takes the right steps against antisemitism?
Well, I don't think that the World Jewish Congress is doing as much, you know, as the Spanish government is doing. We're here to monitor what the Spanish government does. Governments have to create laws, not the World Jewish Congress. Governments have to enforce the laws, not the World Jewish Congress. Our job is to make sure that they do it, and if not, to remind them that they have to do it.
Para resumir lo que dijo, el trabajo del Congreso Judío es monitorear y ver que el gobierno español cumpla con sus pasos en contra del antisemitismo.
Just to add to that, there is not a large Jewish community in Spain. This was not the most hospitable place for Jews. And so there are, maybe 5,000 Jews here. So we have to use the strength of the International World Jewish Congress to make sure that the Spanish government understands that they just have to do what they have to do.
Quiero agregar que en España ya no quedan muchos judíos, ha de haber como unos 5,000 judíos, y parte del trabajo del Congreso es reforzar ese pasado y tratar de mejorarlo.
¿Qué sabe de la comunidad judía española?
What do you know about the Spanish Jewish community?
Oh, I don't know a great deal. I've been coming to Spain for many, many years because I used to enjoy shooting with the national sport of Spain. But I stopped doing that some years ago. But I have, you know, been to the synagogues, and I have met quite a few Spanish Jews.
lleva mucho tiempo viviendo en España, viniendo a España, y que antes le gustaba mucho la casa, y ha ido a muchas sinagogas y ha conocido bastantes judíos.
¿Está de acuerdo con Simón Wiesenthal cuando dice que la situación actual del antisemitismo se podría comparar a la existente en Alemania o en Europa previamente a la Segunda Guerra Mundial?
Do you agree with Simón Wiesenthal, who said that the actual antisemitism situation in Spain and everywhere can compare to the antisemitism situation before the war?
Well, you know, it's not, something always starts and then it grows. It's like a snowball becomes an avalanche. We don't want to let the snowball get anywhere near to becoming the avalanche of the Holocaust. I am not really concerned with another Holocaust, but that's where anti-Semitism, that's where bias, that's where xenophobia lead. And we just have to stop it and stop it in the bud. This is 2005. This is not 1936. This is a time where we just have to say, hey, stop it. This is not the right thing to do. And the worst thing about this anti-Semitism in Europe now is they're using the Middle East conflict, but only as an excuse to revive the anti-Semitism that's been the heritage of the Catholic Church for 1,000 years.
Ahora estamos viviendo ya en una época un poco más evolucionada que 1936, estamos en el 2005, y que el antisemitismo es como una bola de nieve que se convierte en avalancha y hay que pararla a tiempo. Y lo que pasa con el antisemitismo ahora es que Europa está usando el conflicto en el Medio Oriente como excusa para incrementar el antisemitismo.
¿Cómo le gustaría recordar estos encuentros, el Congreso Judío Mundial, la reunión de las ONGs, estos encuentros que se realizan en torno al judaísmo en España?
How would you like to remember the meetings that are about to happen in Spain?
I would like to see that the Europeans express their desire to fulfill their promises with legislation with teeth in it and with a monitoring system that makes sure that no anti-Semitic, I mean really anti-Semitic action goes unpunished.
Le gustaría recordarlo que se han tomado las medidas necesarias con fuerza para que no haya ninguna persona antisemítica en cualquier de los gobiernos.
More than that, I am proposing in my speech, which I did last year in Berlin, that we start to teach in high schools what I call mutual respect. I don't like tolerance because I don't want to be tolerated. I want to be respected. And I want in high schools to teach not just what happens when mutual respect isn't there and you get something like the Holocaust. I also want to teach the benefits of mutual respect, that you simply have a better life, that you have a broader life, that you know more people, that you are a happier person.
En su discurso que va a pronunciar mañana, escribió algo que dijo también el año pasado en Berlín, y que tiene una proposición que se empiece a enseñar en el colegio el respeto y no la tolerancia, sino el respeto, para que podamos todos convivir con cada quien con nuestras creencias.
Oh, de las CIN. Un mensaje para los judíos y no judíos que escuchan Radio Sefarad.
What would you like to say to the Jews and non-Jews listeners of Radio Sefarad?
Well, I simply would like to say that the only thing that we can do as individuals is to make this a better world then we found it. And to do that, we have the most important lesson we have to learn now is mutual respect. We have to learn it, and we have to practice it. And if we practice it, we'll have a better world. And the world is a very dangerous place. The only thing that's going to make it less dangerous is more mutual respect.
Thank you very much.
Quiere decir que el mundo de hoy, lo único que podemos hacer para mejorar este mundo mejor que lo hemos encontrado es el respeto mutuo, y básicamente es lo más importante, que nos respetamos unos a otros.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Córdoba and to Spain.
Thank you.
And see you soon.
Encantado.